Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, Red News Podcast 63, and this is a podcast where we're going to do it in two bits. We're going to do an overview of Christmas and all ho-ho-ho, and we're in a pub in the Northern Quarter where Mark's just gone as we approached. What did you say, Mark? You don't try. The Northern Quarter is full of weirdos, so what do the Northern Quarter attending Nick and Nathan think to that?
I thought, mine being weird if he thinks I'm weird. He thinks so everybody's weird.
That was a bit of music where Nathan's mates had played Selling Red News to music. Why had they done that?
It's horrible, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Really. I kept getting asked in work to shout out
the fucking music at them.
I kept getting asked in work to do my little shout of what I do when I'm selling. And I didn't want to do it, so I just recorded myself doing it the other day when I was selling and sent it to him, and then someone had turned it into a weird shitty dance.
But that was even better. I'll put it on the next one, but it was even better than Nick at the premiere of Busby, I forgot to say this, where you said, "That's perfect. That's perfect. That's perfect. That's perfect."
To
everyone.
Access to a free bar. what did you expect? The podcast wasn't going to be perfect, was it?
Right, so Everton drawn. So United giveth and United taketh away, and it's what we are, isn't it, really? Again,
yeah,
disappointing though.
Disappointing, but in reality, are we really surprised? Because that's what happens every time we come against that like level of opposition. I feel like, look at the record of this season. We do all right against the top teams who are going for it, and then that one step
Duncan Ferguson taking off his jacket, just fucking stood there in the rain, bring it on. And what message he's sending to the players? I know people would say it's a gimmick, but it's not a bad little fucking 2-3 games in.
None of their players were wearing gloves today.
Well, I would
say he's like, it must have been something that he
for the first 70 minutes.
How the fuck did you even notice that? You
he took it off twice during the game. Yeah, in the race.
I was looking at it though because I was thinking that's the kind of message that he's sending to his players. It's like, I can stand here without a jacket on, he's missing it now. You're not wearing gloves. He's implementing a different mentality.
But if you'd have done a heat map for the first 70 minutes, Anthony Marshall's heat totality would have been in his gloves. I mean, like, no, because
why just the 70 minutes? He seemed to when
Greenwood came on, it did buck him up a little bit, and he saw
because he knows his place.
We can't. Well, that's right. I mean, I would have taken him on. We can't accept that, can we?
No.
He's so infuriating. Like City, I don't think he's done that much in four games.
If we make a signing in January, he's the one that loses his spot in that.
How on earth Greenwood can score two goals on Thursday night? Martial can play terribly. I didn't even realise he was on the pitch on Thursday night. And you can't start Greenwood on merit.
Yeah, but I don't.
You've got Anthony Billett. He's
a 17-year-old.
He's 18.
You cannot put. All right. But can you put that amount of pressure on?
It does matter
a year or two down the line how you use him now with Owen and the likes of that. No, but I mean, he burnt out for 6 months last season.
That's fine. But at the moment, while he's on form, he's playing. I'm not saying you have to give him all the minutes.
No, but where I would say,
he scored two goals a week and Martial played terrible. What kind of precedent does that set?
Well, I would play great.
Well done, you scored two goals this week and Martial, you did nothing. And you get to start this week and he continues to do nothing.
Hopefully.
Greenwood comes on and scores again.
I would play Greenwood on Wednesday.
Because he came on and he scored.
For four games, Marshall has done pretty much fuck all. But he did something against City which was so instinctively brilliant. I'm not defending it anymore. But I'm so wound up by him today. Because we can say, like, Fred is my, but Fred, even though it wasn't particularly coming off for him today, he was fucking working his bollocks. He was everywhere. No, I'm saying he was okay.
Everything went through him today.
McTominay had a stinker, I thought. He was giving the ball away.
It was okay. I wouldn't say stinker, yeah, but it was alright. Some of the runs he made, like the second half, he was proper running down the channels to get the ball against the goal. He wants to win, and
that I do. Like. No, cool. And you could tell that Wan-Bissaka was brilliant. Yeah. Some of the tackles were.
He's the best tackler of the ball. I feel like I've ever seen.
Yeah, we did too in the second half.
It's ridiculous. I don't understand how he does it.
How confident do you feel when he gets into a one-on-one? You think, yeah, go for it, you're not going to beat him.
Stop
and
turning the music.
You saw Charleston, he tried it for the first couple of times. And as the game went on, he was like, no, maybe I'll turn back and I'll give the ball. And that's the kind of presence that he's got on the back.
Mark, what do you think?
I wasn't fucking listening, man.
What do you think?
Of what?
Today.
It's alright. They got lucky. And then, basically defending, we can break it down.
I saw those talk that they were lucky to have that goal.
No, someone said they'd shown a photo. I mean, it annoys me. We can't. They treat us with such shit. They wouldn't even show it downstairs at half time. So it's that controversial that we're the mugs going to games, paying the money, and they can't even let us see it as back to make their own. Like, what are you going to do at half time if MUTV show you? Are you going to invade the pitch? Are you going to fucking attack the ref?
Really?
Imbecilic. And you know, every goal, like even the equaliser, you knew there's nothing wrong with that VAR checking the fucking goal.
What gets me is how fucking slow it is. Like, the game's fucking been played for 30 seconds, and then that fucking says no goal or goal. It's like the game's been going on for half an hour.
The kickoff given the fact that it's a goal away.
It's all done at Stockley Park by refs who probably refed or ran the line twice yesterday. So they're fucked. And no wonder there's a delay if it's communicating from Stockley Park. It's not done at the games where you actually are. How fucking balmy is that?
I was reading at half time.
Do you like the NFL when they go over and look at a monitor?
Yeah, the MLS. If they're going to do it, let the ref decide if it's his. If he doesn't. I know, but it's all shit. Don't do any of it. Trust that.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Sure.
Terrible.
He was, do you know what? He was absolutely awful.
What? John's here.
He was awful. 4 or 5 minutes. He got better in the second half. He did. It wasn't good, but he got better in the second half and he grew into the game.
It wasn't the worst performance I've seen for sure, though.
No, but it was. Well, yeah, but that's not a high. It wasn't the worst performance I've seen from him. He did all right. Like, we haven't talked. City. You described that feeling that first half was fucking. Yes.
I was more nervous at outside.
Yeah, but to finally see a release where we're playing the way we should and to win there, not feeling we didn't steal that win. What did I put? I'm shitting myself. As soon as I saw Shaw's in there, that is a huge call. Lindelof today, I thought, was fucking liability. He looked knackered. I think he looks nervous now.
He's shot for confidence. Yeah, but that's where he was at. That's the defender, didn't he, over the year or two. Watch that game, we got beat off Juventus 1-0. He had Ronaldo in his pocket for a lot of the game. I know he let it play before, but well, the game was very, very good. He's definitely in there. I think his confidence is just totally gone. And every time he starts...
Yeah, but this is when we're supposedly on a confidence-building run.
Yeah, but a lot of the players are, but he's not. He makes me nervous.
Is this what we are? It is what we are, but can we put up with this? Can we...
No.
We've lost one in 10 or 11.
I know, but we're not we've won the last couple. You look at Lindelof and he's like, he's not consistent. Martial, not consistent.
Well, I'd play Axel. Axel and Maguire again on Monday. If that works, play it on Sunday. Because I think Lindelof if fucking hell, Jose would have fucking stripped him naked and made him walk home to fucking Sweden putting him these times. He's worse now than under Jose when he was full, you know, when he was criticising.
Is that credit to Jose for being a bit more of a mental coach than Ole?
No.
Because I'm sure he's going to be more of a mindset and Shaw played with his brain in the second half once, didn't he? Do you know what I mean?
You disagree with that. The Mason Greenwood sub was at the right moment. I would have taken Martial. But I don't see the point of bringing Matter on with 4 minutes to go. Why not pump it? Charlie Austin. Charlie Austin scored two goals, and as I said yesterday.
Fantastic job.
That's more exciting than you. Talking about what? The pies has made you more excited than the podcast.
You've seen them
well.
Pies, better than the fucking game barn. The way he's filling them pies in there is fucking unbelievable.
I was this. Especially when Baines had to come on.
Yeah.
That I was disappointed that they didn't let James run in.
James had one moment.
That was before Baines was even up.
He had one in the second half, that was it.
Dan James was fucked.
He's tired though. That we fucking overused him. He's knackered. He had one moment where you saw his clear pace.
In the first half.
I think he's got to improve on his shooting ability. Shots are so weak.
The number of times today, in the second half especially, where we had it, we were playing it out wide, and there was not a single person in the box for it to be crossed in.
But that's even better, to be fair though.
And it's just,
we are getting at least 1.5 men in a box now rather than one. I know, well, our corners, you know, we see John went, Fred either bullets them in or softs them to their first defence. There's so much.
It's not a set piece thing.
I just wanted to get carried away with the euphoria and think there's something to build on. Like, if we're saying we're going to do the later, the season, the year, the decade, we are no better than a year ago. And that is not trying to get caught up. We've had some good results. The crux is, will we be better in a year's time?
I think we'll be better in a year's time, yeah.
What makes you think that?
Well, if Holloway carries on in charge and he signs the right players again, and he signs three players on the same ability as the three players he signed last summer, yeah, we'll definitely be better in a year. And he gets rid of a lot of the deadwood that we think we should get rid of, like Maxi Sanchez is. Yeah, 100%. Like, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, but aren't we going to give... I know, like, the Lingard story in the interview, but that's not relevant to this, but we're about to give Lingard a new contract. Does he deserve a new contract?
Well, he plays like he did against Spurs and City.
What's worrying is this time next year is fucking Sanchez could be back.
With Smalling.
Yeah.
Well, rather, I did actually think there was a period in the second half where I thought I'd like to see Maguire and Smalling, see if they could build a partnership. That's how
I like Chris Smalling.
Well, Lindelof, I like Lindelof in theory, but the reality is something not. He's not good in the air, for starters.
No, I've said that the number of times that is it Calvert-Lewin, he was winning every single ball.
And nobody challenged him, even Maguire didn't challenge him.
I'm trying, you know what, like, I come on and we won and then I'm giddy and not getting carried away. We draw and I'm down again. But do you think, I said to get everyone to come round. You're on the podcast, Paul, speak. But do you think?
I did that because it started. I said it's my birthday.
Do you think? Like, I'm getting carried away again. And then not getting carried away. They were just fucking bouncing.
We were aiming.
Yeah, and then I'll get the next one.
We were aiming for 5 points from those teams at those three league things.
No, 10 from 5, I said.
No, from these three. People were saying they would be happy with 5 points.
No chance. If you've got a 7 or 9, I'd have been disappointed.
But what? Yeah, but you take 7 points, though. That's the point.
My point.
I don't want this again.
I get gripped in a... But suddenly, during the second half, of this fear of we lose today, we'll lose at Watford, we'll draw against Newcastle, and then it's all doomed.
Oh, 100% we'll be at Watford. I have no confidence for that whatsoever.
But we can't do that.
They're a side out of form, they're dreadful. They're going to go down.
They were all right yesterday, to be
fair. And they And also, like, seeing Ferguson, do you think... I thought that was pretty good management. And it won't last, but it was just... It's pissing down with rain, it's freezing cold. I'm up for this. Are you? And I thought, you look at Phelan, just fucking... We need someone who's going to bollock him on the bench. And do we have that? Do we have... Are they getting treated too softly all the time?
Oh, you read Lingard's interview this week, and he gets a few bollockings off Solskjaer, doesn't he? He says that, he's not scared of a hairdryer, he's quite happy to use it.
Mark's watching Father Christmas. take a penalty against Stegosaurus.
Gunnosaurus.
How you know the name of
that? I said Stegosaurus. He knew.
I knew it.
I know you knew.
Whatever, he's fucking pathetic, isn't it? Jesus Christ.
What a football.
No, but we can't. What did I call it? Seesawing, ping ponging, or whatever. But that's what I feel like. Football is passion, you know, like you've got to feel something, but just like I felt, oh, I'm all right with a pint against Everton because of we losing. It could have been worse. But Mark, come on, contribute. Don't just go and shit.
Time and you're barnet.
But you're usually.
So beetroot and spinach pie, and then it's a vegan.
You're usually very positive.
Well, I don't know what you want me to say, Barney.
Well,
the season's going to be up and down, right. And it has been. And
so you want to see Ollie given time?
Of course I do, yes.
Right, go on, Ben. Say all that again. The fucking dongle is the worst purchase I've ever made. We had to sell about 30 fanzines to buy this. Steve, come on, sit down.
Thank God for Nathan, Ben. We'll never be able to afford it.
go on, Ben.
I just thought we played the first 20-25. I thought it was a decent performance. We lost our way. And I don't know whether it was like the chances we missed getting in the head or Everton thinking, you know. And obviously the goal was a dreadful goal to concede.
We
know, because we've said it that many times, any team that sits back against us, we struggle to break down. It was just like a classic one, wasn't it? I mean, I thought they kept chipping away, but we just didn't have the quality, really.
We conceded in a lot of dreadful goals this season.
It was a dreadful goal to concede.
Yeah, but Villa, Arsenal, yeah. Really daft. Yeah. We've said the defence is doing
and
better.
The problem is, in those kind of games, like...
This is going to be fucking interesting.
Steve's decided to join the party. So am I being out of order?
I don't know,
but I'm just like... It feels like we're just...
I don't know how we fucking got in there.
Go on, Steve, speak.
What would you like to say? Well, what have you said? I mean, I don't know what you did.
Well, just I feel a bit...
I'm disappointed with this way. I said to you last night, I was confident today. But you look at... even Liverpool, right, the only consistent team in this league at the moment. They don't win many games by like clear margins, do they? But
we're so far.
But when you make chances like we did in that first half, you've got to take them, haven't you? If you don't take chances, then you're going to be...
I don't know if this is fucking cut off, but we are no better than a year ago. I want Ollie to get time. But if you go back to a year ago, Cardiff is round about now, isn't it? Yeah. That you wrote about in the mag.
Next week.
So we're caught on that little bit of euphoric, you know, City. But the proof is...
Well, sorry. Cheers, John. Are we talking about John. A year ago when Ollie took over, or a year ago, or just before that when Jose Mourinho was
injured? Cheers, mate.
Because so will we be better in a year's time? That's what everything comes to.
Who knows, man.
What do you think, though?
We will be better in a year's time, yeah. But I still don't think we'll be good enough to be challenging for the title in a year's time.
No.
All knew that, didn't we? We all said that at the start of the season. Apart from Steve, who said we might win the league on their first
podcast. I drink a lot, though.
Whoever takes over, or, you know, whether it's Ollie or whether someone else comes in, still 2 or 3 years away from having, you know, because you look at the quality of the players.
Behind you.
So, yeah, that's what it comes down to. I mean, we've said that. The defence feels like it's getting there. I think Shaw's still a weak link, but Lindelof probably as well. But
it looks better on paper.
Say hello.
Yeah. It does look better on paper, but we're still conceding so many shit goals.
We don't concede a lot, but we concede goals we shouldn't be conceding. I agree with that.
But we're very fragile in terms of not Sheffield United and us, but and we had one game recently. We had no fucking hoping or thought we were. But just if we go 1-0 behind right now, I never think we're winning it 2-1.
No.
And I thought the best we're going
to
get.
I think that the difference is under Van Gaal, under Mourinho.
1-0 down. Mentality of that team is so weak.
But what's the answer then? How do we solve it?
just kick it at goal a bit more.
Yeah, but we did. Fred. Lead Luke Shaw's two P-rollers.
No, to be fair, like this time, about a year and a half ago, we was at the FA Cup final against Chelsea. Me and you left the
That was
15.
A long time before the year and a
was
half
it?
Ago.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
2 years, wasn't it?
Me and you left with about 15, 20 minutes to go because you knew
we weren't doing a great challenge.
Absolutely not, but at least now, we're still creating more.
Sheffield United, you know, we were 2-0 down and, you know, all right, we lost it with a stupid goal in the end, but, you know, we came
it's
back.
Better. It's not like a kick in the bollocks of Villa, but I just think, I just want us to be better than
I
this.
I think I'm disappointed because I did think, you know, maybe there's a chance to build some momentum here. But I'm not surprised.
We do a lot of brain dead, stupid things during games as well. Really stupid. We don't have intelligent footballers. But we don't have the players sometimes. That's why for me, Ollie's subs have been a constant. To bring Matter on with 4 minutes to go is
the worst thing Ollie did today, I thought. We said this walking back to exams. He shuts up Martial after Greenwood, and I think he bottled it there.
But that's what we said.
He took Lingard after the ball. It was an easier
we
option.
We said that.
Martial was terrible.
I think the worst thing he did today.
That's exactly what. How's he getting away with it? He's got all the talent in the world.
Should have been subbed today, definitely.
But I think the worst thing he did today was keeping his clothes on. If Big Dunk's got his jacket off and his shirt on, all he needs to get naked to show him.
He's from Norway.
Yeah, show him.
Tom, what do you reckon?
Where we are, we're not good enough. I don't think we played that badly today. You know, we did try and keep going forward, we're just not good enough.
But we're better than a month ago. I mean, do we all want Ollie to stay?
Yeah, there's not.
No, there are people. Nathan?
I do.
Do you want Ollie to stay?
Nothing in the world I want more than for him to succeed.
It takes time, doesn't it? Mentality, you can't just change mentality.
I desperately do.
But I equally want to see 11 Man United players with a plan, know what they're doing. There's a bit of leadership. When we go 1-0 down, no one grabs that team and says, come on.
Yeah,
no
but you
one.
Can't.
And I wanted Maguire to do that. And I like Maguire.
You can't put in one man though, can you?
No.
When we had great teams, there were six or seven that would do that. It wasn't all on Roy Keane,
the biggest sum up of today is Andreas Pereira has said, come on lads, against Watford. His little image on Twitter.
We've been having that for several years. I'm sorry blogs and, you know.
Yeah. But at least it's faster, it looks more intent, there's more intent there, I think. I think there's a massive problem with mentality. Like when we went 1-0 down today, I thought Rashford and Martial looked bright. Yeah. After that, they weren't as bright.
I mean, that's been a problem, hasn't it?
I think there's a big confidence thing there with the team. There's no one showing Lockett. I think there's a lot of intent there, but there's no quality. It's all right bringing Matter on, but
Four minutes to go, Steve. I don't think there's a game in the world that Matter has influenced in 4 minutes. I know he's not the answer.
Obviously, the rationale was when we get that one moment, he might have the kind of quality just to stop. And then he had one chance in the passing phases.
Release it. And you knew today they weren't going to turn up.
So are we being too harsh on them?
No, I think mentality-wise, that's where our problem is.
We can't become a big game team like the 80s.
We become a small team.
Like we were in the 80s.
And that's what we've become. We've got the wrong mentality. Today, we should have turned up and actually battered everything.
So it becomes Watford. We have to win against Watford.
Oh, we have to win against Watford, yeah. We had to win today.
Well, maybe they'll run more.
Well, I say 10 points, 5 games. We've got 7. So it's 3 to go. Fuck it.
I mean, listen, I think we'll be
Watford. You're overthinking it.
I thought we'd win today, so.
Do you want me to tell the story about when I got fingered?
No, tell that in the next one, in the Christmas one. Right, we're going to do a happier one. I'm tired of feeling angst about United. I don't want them occupying my... They occupy all our... Not all our thoughts, most of our thoughts or whatever. But I don't want them being like... I don't want to wake up and think, should Jesse Lingard be playing? No, I just want it to be a lot more... Like the last two games, after Spurs and City, you wake up, you're fucking buzzing, and you think, the world's good again. For a little bit. And I wanted it to last just a little bit longer.
Well, I mean, you've hit nail on the head, really. It's like the 80s, you know, or Liverpool in the 90s, where we can, one week we can go and beat City away, beat Tottenham. It's consistency, isn't it?
I mean, the league is shit, let's be honest. The league, if you look at that table, it is utter shit. Well, that there are teams,
the league is 17. Because we're not winning it.
I'm not talking about them because I've not watched them in a year and a year or whatever. I'm talking about that third to 16th place is probably 6 or 7 points separate.
They can't break down.
That's a shite.
Anyone who defends against
you won't entangle that gap will get bigger than
Sydney. Yeah, we'll just bye bye. And then I'll get carried away. You know, like, if we win today, I've bought into the Woodward and Arnold. If we win today, we're only 2 points off four.
So there's your problem.
I know.
If you're not finishing first, you might as well finish 10th. At least we can watch football on a Saturday.
Right. Because we don't have a brain. You don't have someone with a brain. That's where it comes down. Mark said, why aren't we breaking these teams down? You've said more in the conversation off the podcast than you fucking have on it.
That's because I don't fucking like it, Mark.
Mark's hair's wild, isn't it?
Mark's hair's very wild.
You said that, you give us a nice profound podcast for 13 minutes.
Because Mark received a little bit. My favourite in Astana, if you listen to that one, what do you think, Mark? Shit. What do you think of the game, the performance, whatever, today? Shit. Shit, shit.
I love that Mark went to Astana and all the pictures he sent us was from the same chair, in the same table, in the same pub for about 5 days. I love that.
But even better...
He was very clear about that before he went.
That Nick...
That was going to be his strategy.
He bought all the gear, though.
That Nick took him on the sightseeing, and the sightseeing was involving putting your hand in the president's gold hand. I couldn't think of an less Mark moment. Then put
you
your hand.
You didn't though, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you do it? Oh, you did do it.
Yeah, I did.
I want photograph, yeah.
My favourite moment was walking down the street and we were looking for a coffee.
Ta-da! Did you do coffee?
You needed a coffee to warm you up today.
I didn't know. I didn't have you down as a coffee drinker. More of a gravy drinker.
So, Everton, we're going to go into Christmas.
You try getting Buffalo
much more Christmassy. But, right. United 1, Everton 1. How does that leave you feeling? I feel a bit flat.
I feel a bit enough pissed.
Alcohol. You know, it leaves me feeling deja vu. It's just, here we are again, really, isn't it?
Tom?
For me, it's a sign of that's our level. We raised our games against big clubs, like you said, in the 80s. It's that we haven't got the right players, but also the defensive mentality.
It's mentality.
But I do think the manager, I think... So we all want Solskjaer to succeed, but I don't think he's the right man. I think a better manager can win those games.
Well, would you get rid of him?
He's gone for it.
I think with Pochettino in, available.
Tom said it.
I think it's better to do it sooner rather than when you go for it.
Who'd you go for, Tom?
I'd go for Pochettino, he's available.
Would you?
Yeah, he's a world class. He's a very good manager. You look at Liverpool, and they got rid of Rodgers.
Well, he isn't a good manager. He's always won fuck all.
I don't think his record at Tottenham suggests he always wins those games, though. Like,
well, maybe.
Not Moyes did it. Everton.
I mean, look at Mourinho. I think we're in a much better position than we were 12 months ago. You know, we're not. Maybe we've got the same points or fewer points, but the style of football is. We're doing the right things, we're just not good enough. What it shows is we're just not good enough.
But can any manager in that with that squad achieve, with that limitations in a budget?
They can achieve better than we are. They can't achieve winning the league, but they can achieve better than they are.
My head and my heart, which have got mixed up the other, my heart is so swooning for Ollie. There are moments I wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and go, it's like, Pochettino's available, just remember that.
but I don't want, because as I keep saying, he's young enough. We could get him in a year or two.
And depends where he goes. Depends if somebody else gets him first.
I don't think he's always
what's that?
To be me.
I said, you've had your arm around Steve for like the last 10 minutes of this podcast.
There's room in that.
Fuck him.
I don't think Pochettino's always backed up to be me.
Why?
Well, he's one fuck up. And he's led a team of fucking bottlers for the past 4 years. He's one fuck up.
Pochettino's not good enough for Tottenham.
I don't think he's good for United either.
Tottenham sacked him in my opinion.
Yeah, but should
they accept it? Why should we be clambering over ourselves and go, oh,
we can't sack a manager a year in, Tom. It's my... No, because...
I like Pochettino.
Then what happens? What happens if Pochettino is struggling? Yeah,
right, everyone, come. You got sacked by Tottenham.
You like
you got sacked by Tottenham.
Right, the dongle's going.
Yeah. What else did you say that?
I wanted him before we got Mourinho, and I wanted him when Mourinho went. And I think he improves the players that he's got. And I think if he improved Spurs so much over the time that he was there, then why wouldn't he do the same for us?
The only thing is, he's improved Spurs, you're right, and he does improve his players, but does he improve them to the level that Manchester United expects them to get to? And that's what I don't think he does.
And are we being a bit unfair?
We're not at that, we're not there now, so.
But are we being a bit unfair? We've just beaten Spurs, we've just beaten City. Should we even beat, you know, should we even be having this conversation?
I don't want it at all.
So basically, you're in love with me.
That's what it is.
Anyway, right. That bit I was thinking. Last words. We said it today out of 10. Today out of 10. Oh, John's back.
Four. Not five.
Today out of 10, Steve. What? For the football or for the...
No, not for the guy.
John's got a beetroot pie.
Beetroot pie?
What a fucking idiot.
If all the pies on the table, that's
for fuck's sake. That sums up today. That's at that 90 minutes.
I hope you get the shits.
We did draw games sometimes, though.
Right, go on, Steve.
That's it.
I'm saving myself for the Christmas one.
All right. Today, though.
4 out of 10.
No. I've had a quite nice start. Yeah, but you said that was a good start then, Ben.
But we still only drew the game, so it can only be half.
You're right.
Can only get half out of 10 if it's your game.
Yeah, but we've had Sheffield United was probably.
Was a 7 out of 10.
No, well. 2, but a great.
Yeah, well, it was 2 for 70 minutes, and then it was unbelievable for
7 out of 10 for 10 minutes.
Yeah. If their point, if that point keeps them up for the season, and we can have another Sheffield United drink up next year, all of us, then we'd take that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it'd be happy for them to stay up.
Right, okay.
I think they'll stay up comfortably, but we're digressing anyway.
Right, Christmas.
Oh, yeah. We've not done the Christmas one yet.
Ramadan.
You're starting the Christmas one.